You're a very astute lady, and
thank
looking
you.
Forward to hearing big and great things from you.
I'll come back and then see you. Thank you.
Well, we'll have a whole hour session about you, because you got a lot to talk about.
I do.
All right, you're listening to Good Morning HaloHedgeboro.com. That was folks from RBCC, Phi Theta Kappa. You just learned all about the great things that go on over there at RBCC, and check it out. Been my pleasure being with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thank you to Mike and Michelle, Stephen, Sarah, and Angela for their contributions to the show. And so Alina says, never say I should have. Hey, got to take care of yourself this weekend with A, Valentine's Day, and B, the weather, because it's going to be very cold, and you do not want to have any issues with pets, elderly, and or your car. So check all that out. Stay tuned for Hunter and Helpline. Right after this, you're listening to Good Morning Hunter on HunterHebrew.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Here's my promise. At the end of my first term as president, we will not have more people in jail than any other country. We will invest in education, not incarceration, and more jails.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders calling for a radical reform of a broken criminal justice system in the U.S. In the latest Democratic debate from Milwaukee, Sanders said the disproportionate number of African Americans in U.S. prisons is a great tragedy. Meantime, Hillary Clinton vowed to do everything in her power to help distressed communities. She said advances in technology are exposing racism. Police shot to death a man with a machete after he went on a rampage in an Ohio restaurant last night. Columbus police said the suspect began swinging a machete at customers and employees after entering the Nazareth restaurant in Delhi, injuring four people. The last of the anti-government protesters who occupied an Oregon wildlife refuge for more than a month are due in court today. The four protesters surrendered to authorities yesterday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street.
Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Actor Bradley Cooper is paying his respects to the late Navy SEAL Chris Kyle. Cooper was honored with the best male performance for his role as Kyle in American Sniper at last night's MTV Music Awards. He thanked the fans for making the film such a hit as well.
You brought awareness to the men and women and their families in the military and what they do for us on a daily basis. It's because of what you guys did and how you came out for the movie. Chris Kyle would have turned 41 4 days ago. Chris, This is for you.
Cooper was shut out of the Academy Awards and Golden Globe Awards earlier this year. The film was based on the best-selling autobiography of the same name and was a box office smash. Kyle is known as the most lethal sniper in U.S. history. Thousands are expected to say goodbye to inspirational college basketball player Lauryn Hill during a public memorial today in Cincinnati. She lost her battle with cancer last week. The 19-year-old had an operable brain tumor and was initially given just weeks to live, but she played the entire season and raised more than $1 million for cancer research. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
A 2-year-old boy is lucky he wasn't seriously hurt or worse after he fell into a cheetah pen at the Cleveland Zoo Saturday. Zoo spokesman Dr. Christopher Kuhar says the child's mother was holding him over an observation wall when she dropped him.
While this incident is disturbing to everyone, we are glad the injuries were not any more severe. Unfortunately, we have a number of eyewitnesses accounts that point to the strong likelihood that the child was dangled over the railing.
Fortunately, the two cats never approached the boy and he was rescued from the enclosure. The boy was taken to the hospital to be treated for a leg injury from the fall. Cleveland Metro Parks say they plan to press for misdemeanor child endangerment charges against the parents.
Safety is a top priority here, and we wish the child the best.
A Lake Zurich, Illinois sixth grader who finished tied for the first place in ESPN's Bracket Challenge is being awarded after all. The founders of the weight loss company Visalus decided to step in and provide Sam Holtz with their own prize. Sam's mother, Liz, expressed her thanks on a video posted to the company's YouTube page.
Ryan, Nick, and Blake are generously offering Sam a $20,000 college scholarship.
The 12-year-old beat out more than 11 million other participants to finish tied for first in the bracket challenge, but was ineligible to receive ESPN's grand prize because he is not 18. One of the prizes was a $20,000 gift card to Best Buy.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I have a private practice here in Flemington. And I am talking to you today about preparing yourself and your children for school. Granted, another week or two, and that's where your children are going to be. Especially if you have, well, only if you have school-age children. I mean, if your children are over school age or under school age, that's not happening. I think it's something that I tend to do every year. So even if you wanted to go back and look at some previous things in the archives, you might find some different things, different tips. But I do think it's important, just like I talked a couple weeks ago about the empty nest. And these are for parents who are sending their kids off to college. This is children, school-age children. So it's really important, especially if your child is starting school, starting kindergarten. It can be a difficult time for them. They can be hesitant. You know, sometimes they can, obviously, can be excited. But they are awfully young to go to a completely new situation, meet people they've never met before, have a schedule they've never experienced before, getting on a school bus, if that's one of the things. It really can be a daunting experience. Not even quite having the concept of what it's going to be like to be separated from mommy all day long if you've been a stay-at-home mom. And of course, if you have been a working mom, your child may have been staying with other family members, or you may have had a house, a nanny, or you have had your child in daycare where they're used to that routine and the people there. So no matter how you look at it, this is going to be a brand new experience for your child. And one of the things that's really important is to let your child know what his or her schedule is going to look like. Make sure that you tell him school is going to begin at this time and ends at that time. Visit the school with your child. Show him his classroom. Maybe you can even be able to introduce him or her to their new teacher. Point out the positive aspects of starting school, that it can be fun. She can make new friends. She's going to learn things, get to be creative and draw, listen to stories, all those kinds of things. Make exciting learning. I mean, make learning exciting. Okay, that was a little backwards. Reassure your child that if there's any problem that comes up, the school will call. You'll be there. And even if it's possible to make some play dates with some of your child's classmates, that might be a good thing before school starts. You might even be able to, on the first day or so, ride with your child on the bus, or make sure that your child is introduced to other neighborhood students that are going on the same bus to the same school. And one of the things that I always think is important is ask your child about their feelings. What are their feelings? Are they excited? Are they concerned? Are they hopeful? Are they fearful? Ask them how they feel. And tell them it's okay to feel whatever it is they're feeling, and they're going to start school, and how exciting it is buying new clothes. And, you know, I always loved getting all of my school supplies, all those brand new pencils and things. Granted, when I was going to school, it was pencils and books and notepads, crayons. Now it's iPads and computers. I think students still get pencils and notebooks. I think those things are still part of school. I don't think we've completely eradicated those from our going school shopping. But that's all part of it, and it's a whole lot of fun to start that. To start that process and gear up for school, get them ready. Answer any questions that they might have. By answering their questions, you can actually sort of put some of their fears to rest. Find out if there's anything that you can participate yourself. A school trip that you might be able to assist with, or some type of event at school, or a lot of times, bringing cupcakes or different things that you might be able to do to participate at your school. Find out about after-school activities that your child can join. Even if your child is just in kindergarten, there may be some things that they can do. Maybe even join a sports team. And if your child is a little bit older, they know the routine of going to school. Now, sometimes children have decided they don't like school, and that needs to be explored a little bit. What's going on? Why your child doesn't like school? children, by their very nature, are curious. So I think that that is one of the things to question. Are you, you know, don't you find school curious? Aren't you learning things, having fun, making new friends? Find out if there's any bullying going on. Maybe there was some bullying from the year before and they have some trepidation about returning to school and revisiting those bullies. So that's an important thing to think about also. So I'm going to actually take a little bit of a break, a little commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk about ways to prepare children for middle school and for high school, and also how to take care of yourself in this whole transition. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am a licensed professional counselor and I am talking to you about getting prepared, getting yourself prepared, getting your children prepared for going off to school. You know, one of the things about being a licensed professional counselor is that we have to know a little bit about everything. We have a lot of education in the field of counseling. We're not social workers. People sometimes get us confused with social workers. But as counselors, we're a little closer to psychologists so that we are mental health professionals. And when we talk about mental health, we talk about the health of not only your emotions, but the health of your cognition, in other words, your belief systems and the way you think about things. We talk about your physical health. We talk about your relational health. And we talk about your spiritual health. So when you think about all of those things, licensed professional counselors, like I said, need to know about everything that we can possibly know so that there may be times when we talk to a client and a part of it has to do with, you know, diet and sleep patterns and lack of exercise or the types of relationships they're in, their childhood issues, growing up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional family, depression, anxiety, all of those things, addiction, geriatric issues, childhood issues, not just childhood, but being a child and being needing counseling. So there's a vast array. Couples counseling, we do so much career counseling. Licensed professional counselors need to know, like I said, a little bit about a lot of things. So, you know, somebody ever wonders, why in the world do I talk about things like getting prepared for school as a licensed professional counselor? Yes, that would be something that I would talk about. Hence, I am talking about it. So the first part of my show, I talked about getting someone ready for preschool, helping them be excited, possibly introducing them to their teacher, showing them where the school is, maybe being able to walk up and down the hallway, even going into their classroom, maybe meeting some other students, getting them familiar with their bus ride, getting them prepared so they have an idea of what they're going to do, their time frame, that you're going to be there in case something goes on. So, you know, kids get into their school, they get into the routine. And the kindergarten oftentimes is that half day, and then first grade is another big step to a full day of school. And then generally, that's what they do until they hit middle school. And things begin to change a little bit. So one of the things that changes when a student hits middle school is the logistics of school itself. Oftentimes, they are now assigned a locker. Oftentimes, they need to remember that combination. They don't necessarily all line up and all go to the same classroom as they had in the past. Now, in 7th, 8th grade, they may start breaking up so that some students are going to be going to English, and some students are going to be going to science, and some students are going to, and they're all going to mix up. So that is going to be a little bit more of a challenge. So it's, again, really important to prepare your children for this transition to middle school. Because it can be a challenge. All of a sudden, children are beginning to recognize that they have more independence to make some more decisions, become more self-reliant. They have to make sure that they are in their classroom, prepared for class to start. They become more active in after-school activities. Sports and other kinds of clubs, Spanish club, French club, photography club, chess club, all kinds of things that begin to happen. They may even begin to get involved in things like the school newspaper and a yearbook, even though this is still middle school. It's a difficult time because there may be some difficulties for them, and you may want to step in and handle it for them. However, it really is important to start giving them the space and the opportunity to start handling some of these things on their own. Asking them questions if they come home and they say, so-and-so has been bullying me. Have you talked to your teacher? Have you talked to your principal? Rather than rushing in and going to the rescue, it's an important time for you to begin to teach your children how to start helping themselves in these difficult situations. Same thing with homework. It's really important that you do not take over homework, but supervise. Sometimes when our children are first, second grade, not only are we supervising, we're doing quite a lot for them. A lot of times they get nowadays, they get projects that are kind of over the top. I remember my nephew getting some homework assignments that it's like, really? I mean, he's only 9. They want him to do what? And then oftentimes what would happen is my brother or sister-in-law would kick in and do the majority of the project for them. But however, once they are in 6th, 7th grade, middle school, it's really time for them to really start doing these projects on their own, so that you want to support them. Drive them to the library if that's what they need. Give them suggestions of things to look for. So you're helping them with solutions, but you're not doing the work for them. And praise them for their effort. The opportunity for school and building self-esteem is huge. I am not a proponent in everyone gets a trophy. I am a proponent in saying to your child, how do you feel you did? I think, you know, you got a B+ on that test. I think you did really well. I want to know, however, what you think. How do you think? Where do you think you might have done, had improvements? What do you think you might do the next time to make it different, to get a better grade? Ask them for their input on how they're going to handle or want to handle some of these things. You know, it's still very important that you have involvement with your children as they grow older. They need that. They need you to be in touch with their teachers. You could still be involved, be a classroom volunteer, be a chaperone on a school trip. It's really that time when your children are doing more and more with other children, so those play dates are even more important. The other thing that's really important is at this point of time, most children begin to get the cell phone. So, you know, 10, 11, 12, they begin to get that cell phone. So it's important to also monitor, set some rules and guidelines around the use of these gadgets. If they need to use the computer or laptop for school, that's fine. If they're spending a lot of time playing games, that's not fine. Definitely encourage them to go outside and play. Even at age 12, go outside and ride a bike. Go outside and do things outside. Not just something that is sports related, which is great, but outside, so that you're limiting time with them texting and all of that. There's studies that show that the more someone is doing that, being on these gadgets, the lower their ability to have empathy. So you really want them to interact with other people face to face, not FaceTime on Facebook, face to face, eye to eye contact, so that you want to teach your children empathy. It's extremely important. That's why some extracurricular activities are really important that do not include gadgets. Like I said, like the chess club or photography club or volunteering. It's not too early for them to start volunteering. One of the things that's really important, if you can do it, and I would strongly urge to do everything you can to make sure you have dinner time together. Make sure your children at this point, okay, we're talking middle school now, make sure that they have chores around the house. This is, how's this in preparation for school? It is. They need to be involved with family. They need to participate in extracurricular activities. They need to begin to understand that they have to start taking care of themselves. Make sure that you are not enabling them. They may not always like it. That's okay. You are the parent, not the friend. You know, if a parent washes their hands and gives their children free rein, it can actually be damaging. Even though someone like a sixth grader wants to be treated like an adult, they're not an adult. A sixth grader is not an adult. You may even have some very adult conversations with your sixth grader, and you might say, oh my gosh, I am just amazed at how mature they are in some areas. But that's the key, in some areas. Sometimes the logic, okay, the thinking is more advanced than the feelings and the coping. So that learning those coping skills is really, really important. The next thing that I want to talk about is the teen and getting your teen ready. That is also a different and difficult transition because it's even more freedom. It's different freedom. Oftentimes, these students are no longer part of a team as they might have been in middle school. There's a broader spectrum of peers and a wider range of movement within the school building. There is a higher level of expectation. Things are more rigorous. There's more work, more homework, more study, more expectation. A lot of times, teens who are freshmen can have greater feelings of loneliness and isolation because they show up at school, generally a new school, and I mean new in terms of the building being new as an age, but it's a new facility for them. They need to learn the hallways. Middle schools tend to be one floor. They tend to be circular. So, you know, you just walk around. You know, it's not that hard. High schools sometimes are three floors. So, and, you know, it's the bell and it's the class period. And so my locker is in the second floor on the far left hall, and my first class is on the third floor in the far right corner. My second class is on the bottom floor in the left corner, and I'm running up and down the stairs and in and out of classrooms, and it's a lot, especially for freshmen, because they get lost. It's important maybe that you go even before school starts and say, okay, let's go in and just take a walk through. A lot of times schools have pre-admission events for incoming freshmen. So that's a positive thing. It's important because oftentimes when you have children that are in high school, it may be that you have returned to the workplace. It's important that you set up some good after-school routines at home to ensure homework gets done, that chores get done, and that your student stays organized in their life. It's a time that kids start rebelling. So you need to start keeping track of things and looking for red flags. Be wary if you have a ninth grader hanging out with 11th and 12th graders. You might want to ask yourself a question. You know, why is my 13-year-old hanging out with a 17-year-old? Now, in the big adult world, someone who is 23 hanging out with a 27-year-old is no big deal, or someone who is 33 hanging out with a 37-year-old is no big deal. But a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old is a huge gap. So keep that in mind, because you don't want the older children to take advantage of the younger children. Always ask your child, what's going on? How's school? Tell me about your friends. Observe what's going on with them in terms of what they're doing on Facebook and on the internet. Make sure you have passwords so you can get in and look. It's a prime time for kids to get involved in things that they're over their head. So it's really important. Observe their grades, be in contact with their teachers. And sometimes this happens, middle school, high school, you might be getting a divorce. It's important that you let the school know, even when your children are younger, let the school know that that might be going on, so that the school counseling programs can be there for your children. Notice those red flags. Changing friends. Complaining of headaches, stomach aches, not wanting to go to school, letting up on scholastics, dropping out of extracurricular activities. This is a time the kids start drinking and using drugs and smoking pot. Be careful. Be aware. That is your job as a parent, to be aware. Keep yourself organized and keep your children organized. It's very important. Organizing. One of the things that I've talked about in the past is have a corner or spot in your house where you can keep everything logistically at hand. A whiteboard, a big calendar, cubbies, a bulletin board, a homework station, an after-school snack station. What does that mean? Well, you know what? There's some apples, there's some crackers and cheese, there's whatever. So there it is right there for you to have when you come home, rather than grabbing stuff out of the refrigerator. Make sure you create a filing cabinet for those important papers. These things are important. Students oftentimes, go through their book bags, because a lot of times that stuff gets stuffed in there. Some kind of school event, something where parents need to get notices about something going on, and you never get it. If you were to go on Babbel.com, there is 20 organization tips for low-stress school year. Babbel.com. And one of the things that I did is I just Googled organizing tips for school year. And it's great. It's got a really great picture of this bulletin board. I can describe it to you. Nice big bulletin board that's covered in dark brown paper, and it looks like they have three children, somebody whose name begins with M, somebody whose name begins with K, and somebody whose names begin with P. The board is broken down into thirds. At the bottom of the board is a file folder where you could put those important papers, pencils, homework, anything like that. There are calendars that are on there and other things with push pins that are important, so that they're right there. You're organized, they're organized. It's really important for that. Make sure, especially if you have girls, okay, that you have a designated hair station to make things like finding hair clips and hair ties easier in the morning. So you can have a basket in the bathroom that's got just the hair clips and hair ties. Same thing with lunch money. Once a week, in envelopes. You can even outline outfits. What are you going to wear through the day? Now, some schools are shifting back to uniforms, which I think is a fine idea. But if you don't have that, make sure that you've got things picked out. So have a basket in each child's room where they can have some of their clothes folded and put in the basket in preparation for what they're going to wear the next day. Have a school supply caddy, okay? Extra supplies, extra pens, extra pencils, extra paper, notebooks, crayons, colored pencils and pens, anything that you think that might be useful, so that they run out, they lose something, it's right there at their fingertips. They call it a backpack station. So what does that mean? A place for me to put my backpack. So it's not thrown on the kitchen table, thrown on the kitchen chair, thrown on the sofa, thrown on the staircase, thrown down the basement stairs, thrown under the bed. No. One place. Goes in the same place every day. So this way they know where it is in the next. And you know what? Pack it the night before. So if you have a situation where your child takes lunch to school, make sure they've got their lunch money for milk money if they still do those things. They're in the evening before, pack the lunch the evening before. Make sure you do as much as you can the evening before. Pick out clothes, homework, get organized, after school snacks, all those things. Magnets are great, and post-it notes are great, so that you could put those up on the. When we go to college, for those of us who've been to college, we get those little whiteboards that you could stick on a door. Do that. Do that on the outside of the door for your kids, so that you can leave notes. Everything from your coach call to your friend call to, let's not forget, you know, you've got dance lessons on Thursday. The more you keep them organized, the more you're going to be organized. And have a checklist so that you keep everything in order until it becomes a habit. Check things as you go. So set up a list of homework for the day. Have your child pull out materials for the first subject. And when that's done, he puts it away and goes to the next subject. And you may need to take that day as the weather gets cooler and shift summer clothes to winter clothes. That's a good Saturday afternoon project. And have a general family calendar, so that you don't only have the calendar for your child's activities, their classes, different things that they're doing, friendships, but you have for the family in general. So everyone is aware of what's going on. Have a place for keys. So in other words, if you are working full time, your child comes home, there needs to be a key hook or a basket where your kids can throw their keys so they don't lose them and start racing around the next morning. Can't find my. Don't we all do that? And make sure things like shoes are organized. Whoever thinks of that? Because, you know, it's so easy to. Where are my sneakers for gym? I can't find my shoes. I don't. Okay. You want to get as organized as possible. You have to, an organization takes a little bit of thinking ahead. You need to think ahead. So you've got a workstation, basically, where you've got bins for each of your children, where you've got a whiteboard or a bulletin board for each one of your children, so that you have each one organized, a place for their backpacks, a study area for them that's the same. So they're not studying at the kitchen table one day and then they're in the den watching TV and reading the next day, and then in their bedroom the next day, and keep it the same place. This is your study. You know, I don't know about any of you, but if I'm cooking, I don't cook in the living room one day and cook in the bedroom the next day. I cook in the kitchen. That's it. That's where, you know, that's where I'm prepared to do my cooking. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I'm going to be back with Counselor's Chat talking about how you, the parent, can take care of yourself in this time of your life when things are in transition. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on 100 Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100andchamberradio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir-Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I am here to promote good mental health. I am talking about getting prepared and getting your children prepared for school, which includes some parenting tips. And parents, for yourself, okay? So it's basically been about some of the things that you could do to organize your children, get them prepared, recognizing that, you know, from kindergarten through middle school, kindergarten to, you know, the elementary school, some of the challenges there, middle school, some of the challenges there, and then in the teens, some of the challenges there, all of which includes organization, being on top of things, recognize each one of your children, if you have more than one, is different and therefore has different needs. Being a parent is not necessarily easy. Being a parent can be very stressful, especially if you're working a full-time job. Sometimes you may even be in that situation where you have some elderly parents that you're also dealing with. You may have a child that might have a diagnosis of a behavioral disorder or a developmental disability, which can increase your level of stress. So there's many things that can happen within your family where stress is the end result. So learning how to deal with stress as a parent is priceless. Now, if you recognize, and it's something you might want to think about, if your parenting style tends to be a little more authoritarian, we'll say, where you might be more harsh or have more negative interactions with your child, chances are there's going to be actually more stress. So you may need to look at some of your parenting styles to see if it's actually creating stress. You want to have the type of relationship with your children where you're all open with each other. Family, having some family meetings is a good thing. Having a family game night is a good thing. Again, I mentioned sitting at the dinner table. Even if you find that you don't have time to prepare a meal every night because you're working, you may need to stop and pick up dinner on your way home. One of the things that I suggest to people all the time is pre-cook. So if I'm going to cook chicken, I'm not going to just make chicken for five people for tonight. I'm going to make chicken for 15 people for tonight. The oven's on. I'm going to cook it all. So this way, we learn how to live with leftovers. Not only that, it's not really leftovers, but the thing is that it's important to tell your children, we all eat the same thing. Don't stress yourself out by making this for this one and that for that one. One meal, we all sit down and eat the same thing. That's the way it goes. If you don't like it, you don't have to eat it. But there are other things on the table that you can eat. I'm not going to cook a separate meal for everyone. Don't stress yourself out doing that. That's way over the top. One of the things, too, parents, that we tend to do anymore is we say, oh, our children are going to learn how to eat things as they get older. So we just give them things like chicken fingers and pizza. And it's really not a healthy diet. And the sooner you start introducing different foods to your children and expect them to eat them, the sooner they will develop a taste for these things. So one of the ways to relieve stress is to make sure when you have dinner time, and everybody participates. Somebody's going to set the table. Somebody's going to help clean up. Somebody's going to help serve. You all participate. It's a family team effort. If you're feeling really overwhelmed as a parent, it's really important that you might seek some professional help. So you might want to contact a counselor who might provide you with some further resources and suggestions and just some time to have some time to yourself, to have somebody to talk with. It is important to find ways to develop some good family time. So like I said, a game night, dinner together, maybe once or twice a month having some type of pre-scheduled family activity. I am going to suggest, and a lot of people don't do this anymore, but be involved in some form of worship. It's a good way to bring children together with family. It's an activity that you do together as a family. It introduces them to a spiritual life. I'm not talking about a religious life. I'm talking about a spiritual life. It's good for them, and it's good for you to get other support. Make some time for yourself. That is super important. So many times parents feel that they don't have any time. Don't have any time. Well, let's work at getting ourselves organized. So that's one place where we start. And then create a space in your home. Maybe it's just a chair. See this chair in the living room? When mom is in this chair, this is her quiet time. This is where she's going to go sit for a half an hour. unless the house is on fire or somebody broke a leg, handle it. I might do this when dinner is done, or when children are a little older, they're taking their own showers or doing homework. But it's really important to give yourself some of that downtime. You might join a yoga class or a walking club. Go to the gym. Get a facial. Get a manicure. Do things for yourself a little bit. It's okay to give yourself a break. It's actually more beneficial for you and for your child. If you're feeling really stressed out, give yourself a time out. I am all for a time out. Time out for your kids when they're misbehaving. Time out for yourself when you're feeling like you're ready to misbehave. And get a support system for yourself. So one of the benefits of your children being in school is you now have access to lots of other parents. So develop friendships. And these friendships can be very supportive. So you have other parents to talk with. Find out what other parents are doing, how other parents are coping. You're not alone. That's usually a huge benefit. Oh, I'm not alone in this. There's other people going through exactly the same thing. So, having some family time together is extremely helpful for your family. Sharing experiences of the day, finding out what's going on in each one of your children's lives, who their friends are, their activities, showing up to their activities, the logistics of transportation, this one to their softball game, that one to their basketball game, the other one to piano lessons. It's a lot. It is a lot. And then you've got your own job possibly on top of that, house to take care of, possibly even elderly parents to take care of. Organization, calendars, fantastic. Use your calendar. Learn how to say no. That's a huge one. Learn how to say no. So there are times that we may have to put restrictions on things because it's no. Your child might want to be involved in 17,000 different kinds of activities. Depending upon how many children you have, limit. If you have one child, I would say even with one child, no more than 3 activities a week. 2 children, 2 activities each. 3 children, maybe 1 activity each, unless they can double up on some activities. You are not a taxi service, you're a parent, and you do have the right to say no. You don't want to have your children not be involved, you want them to be involved, but to be over-involved, you need to be able to take that have some breathing space for yourself. And it's a good thing to teach your children. Teach your children that sometimes the answer to things is no. Teach them how to be disappointed. Give them chores and responsibilities. Teach them to be responsible. That's your job as a parent. You want to teach healthy, responsible, caring, empathetic, mature adults. And as a parent, that's your job. And you are the hugest, hugest, if that's a word, role model for them. So they are going to observe you and soak in everything that you do like a sponge. They see you saying no, and you mean it. They're going to learn also how to have some good boundaries and limits. If they see you taking care of yourself, same thing. They're going to learn how to do the same thing. So I hope this was useful. I'm reaching the end of my time for today. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarol, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor with an O-R, .net. You can find me on, if you wanted to just Google find a counselor, or you can find me through Psychology Today. I've got a kind of a blurb there about what I do. I, as a licensed professional counselor, I work in private practice. I work with people struggling with depression, anxiety, early recovery from addictions, even further into recovery, children of alcoholics and dysfunction, and post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, eating disorder.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The people in Virginia and South Carolina.